So, welcome everybody. So we are going through the 8th chapter of Bodhicharya Avatara. And so here we are thinking about the compassion of exchanging myself with the others, like caring for others, not only as much as myself, but even better than myself. And so we, 134, why we should kind of give up being selfishly motivated, self-centered, and to instruct on that. Jite tandan sewa konyoto, jito dungal jini yuecherpa, tekin dotan zamba lesona, decenti ko dola jishisha. Donu yonsa matona dungal ponwa munite, jatar mena matona sepa ponwa munite. So these two stanzas, and 134 and 35. All the harm with which this world is rife, and all fear and suffering that there is, clinging to the I has caused it. What am I to do with this great demon, you know? All the problems that this world has, you know, all the sufferings, injustice, terrorizing people, harming each other, you know, treating unkindly other people, taking things away from them, not giving them justice, not giving them people their rights, and all the anger and hatred and, you know, greed and jealousy. All this comes from the same thing that I wanted. I, you know, self, ego clinging. This is the source of all sufferings that the world is having, you know. If everybody in this world were compassionate and kind and were, you know, not self-centered or not too much self-centered, then most of these problems would not be there. You know? So therefore, if we understand this, that this is, you know, ego clinging, myself, I only, I want, I don't want, you know, this is the main, actually the only demon, if there is any demon in this world, that's this, that ego, I, me, I only, me, that's the one. So therefore, when I see this very clearly, you know, then if we can somehow, you know, create some kind of a wisdom among everybody that, you know, only me, and I want this, I don't want this. If we stop this, if we can see that this is not really good for me, although we think it's good for me, and that's why we do that. If we can have a little bit of wisdom like that, then there will be peace in the world, there will be progress in the world, there will be happiness in the world, there will be no problem, no injustice, no atrocities, no, you know, no problem. So therefore, the real demon, the real problem of the world is this. So, if I understand this, then I need to start working for the welfare of all the people, all the world, by working upon my own ego clinging, this great demon. If this I is not relinquished wholly, sorrow will likewise cannot be avoided. If they do not keep away from fire, people can't escape from being burnt. You know? So if I cannot relinquish or understand this, that, you know, my ego clinging, my selfishness, my self-centeredness, if this is not relinquished, this is not changed or transformed into compassion, then it will give sorrow and suffering and pain continues to myself continuously, and it will give sorrow and, you know, suffering and pain to others as well. I will give to others as well. So therefore, you know, I need to do something about it. If I not relinquished all this, if they do, because it's like, you know, this is the source, this is the, you know, what we think is the most important thing to protect for us, most important thing for us to, you know, for us to, you know, hold on to. That itself actually is the true cause of all our sufferings, you know, for myself and for others that I create. So that's the ignorance, you know, that's the ignorance that we are living. And this is very, very difficult to understand, even to understand. When you have a little bit of understanding of that, then we can start to work a little bit on this. So therefore, you know, if you really wish well for the whole universe, this is where we need to start with. Because this is like fire, you know, if there is fire, it will burn. So therefore, you know, we need to control this fire of selfishness, self-centeredness, you know. We have to put it under our control. If, you know, the fire, if it is under control, then it can be lot, it can be very useful. It can, you know, it can be very helpful. You know, we can warm ourselves, we can cook in it, we can, you know, we can do lots of good things from it. But if fire is out of control, then it burns everything, you know. It burns your house, it burns the forest, it even burns you. You know, it doesn't differentiate something else and something inside yourself, or, you know, it burns everything. That's the nature of the fire. So therefore, if our self-centered, if our mind is out of control, then it will burn all of us. So we have to understand that. Now, in order to do that, so the conclusion, to conclude first the intention, the mind, and then the action. So first the intention. Tete donu shiva to yenji dunga shizisi. Donu yenla tonja to yeno dojin zonisa. Donu yenji unjrichi yichungi prashitila. Sentien kuntu matu pa tani chuchi yem sams. So these are these two. To free myself, 136, to free myself from harm and others from their sufferings, let me give myself to others. loving them as I now love myself. 137. For I am now beneath the rule of others. For this you must be certain, O my mind, and now no longer shall you have a thought that does not wish the benefit of beings. So now I should transform my way of seeing. You know, I want to free myself from harm. I want to free everybody, all others, from their suffering. And so therefore, let me give myself to others, you know, myself to others. I start to treat everybody else as me. I should love everybody else as I love myself now. Because my welfare, my benefit is in doing this, and benefit of everybody is also in doing this. So therefore, for I am now beneath the rule of others, so I belong to everybody, and everybody belong to me. So therefore, O my mind, you know, my consciousness, I must now start to accept this, you know. And now no longer shall you have a thought that does not wish the benefit of others. You know, as I would not have usually a thought not to benefit myself. I always do something. You know, the first thought is how to make myself better, happier, more enjoyable, you know, more benefit and things like that. So in the same way now, my mind should also think of everybody else, you know, what can I do to do something that will bring more good, more well-being, more happiness to everybody as I do to myself. And then the action now, following that yo mila sopai rondon drapari mai tena mila sopai tena lo parshamri tena sentien tsolsa de dogle la chintawa teno tena chone yena la ne pem barshus My sight and other senses, you know, my eyes, my hands, you know, my everything, now the purport of others, because I have started to see everybody as me. And I have started to see me as everybody. So therefore, you know, from now on, my hands, my eyes, my ears, my thoughts, it has become property of everybody else, you know. So therefore, I must use them for myself would be. So I should not use all this, you know, senses and the organs of me, that is my eyes, my hands, my feet, everything. Not just, it will be improper to use it only for myself. And it is likewise disallowed to use my faculties against their owners. You know, I don't beat myself with my hand. I don't look with contempt to myself. I don't, you know, wish bad to myself usually, unless I'm mad. So therefore, you know, in the same way, I should use my senses, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, and, you know, in order to serve and help and benefit everybody else, you know, my faculties, I can tell. The sentient beings will be my chief concern, and everything I see my body has will all be seized and offered for the use and service of all other beings. So therefore, you know, as now what I do, you know, me is my chief concern. Now, not only me, but everybody is my chief concern. So therefore, if I anything that is good or anything that is useful in my body, I will not only give it or keep it for myself or use it for myself, but I will use it for everybody else. And whatever offers, whatever services, whatever, you know, help that I can do with every part of my body and every capacities and abilities I have, you know, all the time I have, all the energies that I have, I need to give it so that it would be helpful and useful and beneficial to everybody, you know, not only to myself, but everybody. It's not that I have to hate myself, I don't have to, you know, it doesn't mean that I should not care for myself. I should care by myself, but I should not only care for myself. I should treat myself as owned and part of everybody else. Like as we do in a, you know, a good family, for instance, you know. In a nice family, good family, I'm part of the family. So, you know, I do everything for the welfare of the family. And if one of the family members is sick, I do everything to make them, you know, free from that sickness, free from that suffering, problem, pain. And, you know, I offer whatever I have to help them and to do whatever good for them. You know, in the same way, I start to see all the sentient beings as a part of my family, part of my very dear and near and close family, not just a family, but actually myself. So this is, you know, the instruction. Because, as I said again and again, you know, this is not because it's ordered by Buddha. You should not take care of yourself, you should take care of others. You know, you should take care of yourself, of course. But in the long run, the best way to take care of yourself is also to take care of everybody else. And, you know, to have this attitude, this view that, you know, only caring for myself, only wishing, you know, good things for myself, and running after what I want, what I don't want, is actually bringing the most of my suffering, pain, problem, all my anxieties, all my fears, all my angers, you know, all my grief is coming from that. So when I see this, then I understand, you know, what is the true source of my lasting happiness and freedom. So I think I stop. stop here. 134 to 139. Thank you.